7 past the hour, Doug Stephens, good day. It's Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Doug is broadcasting today from the Families USA Conflab, where they're there to talk about our health care, your health care.
My health care, your health care.
I thought you were kidnapped by some other radio personality.
Well, I have, we have to, all of us are human beings, and we must take care of the issues of the day, the events
like
of the day.
Like nature.
Yes, nature calls, and
it's
so.
It's healthy.
It is healthy.
And you've been
right.
snacking all day, so I can imagine.
I have been. I haven't, and they haven't been healthy snacks. To be fair and honest about it, I have, when I'm around fruit muffins, I kind of lose my perspective on eating the good things.
So like a blueberry muffin.
I have blueberry muffin and cranberry muffin, and they're very good. So anyway.
Good.
Did you just run back?
I did, Richie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Say cranberry for me.
Cranberry?
Say, you still say burry.
Cranberry.
I thought it was just with
the
berry. She said burry.
All right, so you've told everybody.
You don't say I like nuts and berries, do you?
Yes. Nuts and berries? No, I don't say that necessarily.
Okay. Yes, I told everybody where you are.
The Health Action Forum. And sitting in front of me is a delightful lady. And the only reason when the folks who were producing this said to me, well, who do you want to have? And I looked at the name. A list of names, and I saw Kucinich.
We love her.
I said, okay.
Right?
So, is this woman somehow connected to Dennis? And yes, the answer was yes. I said, okay, I don't know what she's got cooking, but I want to meet her because I love Dennis. So, Elizabeth Kucinich is here. She doesn't sound like Dennis. Dennis, by the way, if you are not familiar with him, he was known when I was a kid in school in Ohio. He was the boy mayor of Cleveland. That's how they referred to him because he was like 20 years old or 21 years old and became mayor of Cleveland. And then he went on to run for Congress. He's been in Congress for quite a while. He may be, Richie would tell you this, and Jennifer listening to me, he may be of all the members of Congress probably the person that I identify most closely with in terms of philosophy. He is not with most people. It's just, but it seems to work for his constituency in Cleveland because he's maintained the, I think he's been in Congress for 20 some odd years. I'm thinking, no, you don't think so? All right, his wife is here, Elizabeth. How long has he been in Congress?
7 terms. He's running for his
8th. So 14, really.
Yeah. Wow.
So you don't sound like you're from Cleveland. What's the story?
No, I'm from London.
Really?
Yep.
So how do you meet
just south of Cleveland.
Yeah, right. A little northeast of Cleveland.
Yeah, east
in fact.
Of it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Here, sit right up on that. Make the microphone seem like a lollipop. That's what I always say to people. Get right up on the microphone like it's a lollipop. So you and Dennis found each other how?
I came to work on monetary policy.
I feel like I've been left out. I don't know how it is that I didn't know that you and he were married.
2005.
Really?
Yeah,
right, so
3 months after we first met.
3 months later, you're married.
Totally.
And she has a big smile on her face, so it can't be all bad. Yeah. Right, so how did that happen?
I came to work on monetary policy reform. I was working in New York, and my boss said to me, okay, next week we're going to Washington. You need to set up meetings with people. I don't care who we meet with, which offices, but we have to meet with Dennis Kucinich. And I said, who is he? And the guy, and my boss said, well, I'm not sure, but I saw him speaking on the TV, and he seems like a good guy. That was as much as I knew. Walked into the office, saw him. First time I saw him, I knew he was my husband. Second
really?
Time we met, we got engaged. 3 months later, we were married.
No kidding. The first time you saw him,
yep.
You thought, there's my husband.
And I knew nothing about him.
And
knew nothing. I was straight in from the
And you didn't come here to be one of those women from another country who want to become American.
No, you
I'm
know what? We have,
universal,
we have universal health care in the UK. I didn't need to come out here.
I didn't need to come here for that. No. So what do you? So you got married, and this is 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
Things are going as you expected them to go?
I had no idea what to expect.
Really?
Which is a good thing.
So what? Did you ask him to marry you, or did he say, let's get married, or how did that second conversation take place?
Oh, it was a question of when.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
So you
neither
first saw
asked.
Him?
It was just so...
Really?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And you really should. Everybody who's listening should see the look on this woman's face. She's very pleased to be married to Dennis.
I am.
And so that must mean that he's a very... He is as he seems to be. That's one of the reasons I like him is because he...
He's authentic.
Yeah. Well, he's also gracious. One of the things I like best about him... This is not a political radio. Mm-hmm. All the other people that you visit with here today are all doing political yakety-yak shows. That's not what this program is. But I do gravitate to people. I mean, we all are going to look for and seek out those with whom we agree. And for whatever the reason, Dennis and I have just always kind of agreed on most of the sensitive issues. I mean, he gets a little far out sometimes on stuff, but that's what makes him more lovable, probably, right?
I think when you... Well, we're here to talk about health, but if you want to talk about Dennis,
I'm really happy
to do that. Because, you know, for me, when you look at what his stand was on the Iraq War, before everyone went to war, he organized against it because he read the documents and he really understood what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
That was an unpopular position there, so he's labeled as being unpopular.
One of the
but
few
now,
places he
10
could go
years
to,
later,
right, he was right.
He was right.
And one of the few places he could go to have those comments and be well received was on this radio program, because I thought it was ridiculous too.
Yeah.
And then it's
interesting when somebody's already there in a leadership, you know, leading, saying this is wrong, and people aren't quite there because they're listening to spin and rhetoric. 10 years later, find out that he's right, but he still gets the label as being a bit of a kook.
Well, he is a bit of a kook. All right, so
no, he's not.
He is a little bit, but this makes him lovable, as I'm sure you would admit. Elizabeth Kucinich is here, Director of Public Affairs for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Dennis is, I'm going to leave this as a sort of visualization, because I like imagery, and this is the radio, so you have to use your imagination a little bit. All right. Dennis is about my height, or maybe a little shorter.
5'7".
5'7". And you are how tall?
6 feet.
Okay.
And I do like
I'm
wearing
looking at pictures right now, and I'm like, right. Wow.
Yeah, and she's
good
great.
For you.
Yeah, Jennifer,
I'm a tall girl, too.
Okay, so Jennifer is the other voice, or Roberta is the other as well. But Jennifer is a tall woman, and wears
heels. And I wear heels all the time.
Right.
Good for you.
And he's easy to pick out in a crowd like you are. Let's put it that way. Elizabeth has beautiful red hair. So, anyway, I think I've drawn the picture. Back at the ranch, the Physicians for Committee for Responsible Medicine, controversial sometimes because you're identified with Scientology. Yes or no?
No.
No. What you were at one point in time.
Not that I'm aware of.
Really, yeah, a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you didn't know that about
I didn't
that.
Know that. No.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how authentic that one is.
Yeah. So what does the committee do? What are your positions in general that have traction? They get you someplace when you walk through the door other than you're Dennis Kucinich's wife.
So we really work on two aspects of health. One is looking at prevention and reversal of disease like heart disease, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, using nutrition. And the other side of the organization, we look at medical research efficacy, so whether research is really working. And we try to get animals out of research and more advanced technologies in, so the more test tube in vitro technologies, which are very much more related to human health as opposed to finding out what happens in an animal. And so with respect to the dietary stuff, which is to me extremely exciting, being in Washington and listening to the rhetoric that's all constantly going on about debt reduction and deficits and future costs and things like that. Our projected costs for heart disease by 2030 are $818 billion a year. And these are people now who have an onset of heart disease, and a lot of them are the children that we're feeding in schools.
The whole, we've never met before, so it's not like we planned this. Richie would tell you, and the people who listen to the program, I've been off, this is one of my tangents I get on all the time, because the health care, this ridiculous bill, it doesn't address prevention at all, doesn't address education at all, doesn't get to the heart of what the real problem is, and that's bringing people along who understand what they're doing to their bodies by filling them with the garbage that gets fed to them by all the people who spend lots of money advertising on programs like
this.
So I'm biting the hand that feeds me without being specific about names. We all know who we're talking about. But it isn't, it's not so much even bringing you back down to that level. It's understanding what kind of money we are now spending to fix the problems with people who have, for whatever the reason, made the decision to abuse themselves. I mean, that's really what it is, right?
Yeah.
So how do we educate people and not sound like we are jerks in trying to convince people?
The work that I do is not to tell people what to eat and what not to eat. I just like to inform people of whatever it is that their choices are can have dramatic effects on their health. And when people are really trying to cut costs themselves, having to spend hundreds of dollars a month on pills and goodness knows whatever else.
Making all the big drug companies very wealthy, very rich.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think as Bill Maher said, the money is not in the healthy person. It's not in the dead person. Mm. It's in the person who's very ill.
Right. Have you drawn the conclusion, or have you looked at the physicians committee, looked at the people who are on board of directors for some of the big food companies, and then looked at the people on the board of directors of the big drug companies? You've made that connection.
And some of the government agencies and
yeah.
panels.
Who works for whom?
Exactly.
And, yeah, right.
So my message really when working with the Physicians Committee is that there's some extremely compelling research out there and amazing results, really, when you look at general populations, that if you have a plant-strong diet, so it can be called a vegan diet, some people call that, or really you avoid meat and dairy, including fish and chicken, etc., that actually cleans out your arteries. The cells in your arteries regenerate, and you can reverse heart disease if you have it, or you can prevent heart disease if you don't. And it's extraordinarily empowering, because so many people now are suffering from these illnesses. Type 2 diabetes is exactly the same, with exactly the same formula for reversal.
Paula Deen, where are you? Right, you know, are you familiar with that story from this
yes,
week? You
yes,
know who she is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so this is a really empowering message in that your choices really can help you. And if you really want to be healthy, then there are people out there who can help. And the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, we've got a wonderful website that's full of resources, recipes, and guides for people to help themselves.
I started going through a treatment last week called EECP. Do you know what that is?
No.
Hi. I'm going to introduce you to a woman who's very much like you should be sisters. She runs a cardio care center in Los Angeles, who is exactly where you are on this and is doing a great job selling that information, so you and she would make a great compadres, because that what you've just said, and right, when you get right down to it, I mean, so again, this is about you make your choices, but at least make an informed choice. Like Rich McFadden, who's in the studio in Washington, you were listening to before, he likes hamburgers.
Yep.
Okay, so he makes the choice to like hamburgers. What it does to his lifespan, it's up to him. He knows, he's listened, he's understood that it's not probably an intelligent choice to make in terms of your own longevity. But if you love hamburgers...
We may disagree.
Yeah.
Or whether it's an intelligent choice or not.
Well, right, we could even disagree on that.
Sure.
But what I think what more Elizabeth's issue is what's happened. This is more my issue. I'm a dairy farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster. I don't slaughter my animals. At the end of the day, my friend Sarah, whom I will introduce you to, because she doesn't agree with even eating dairy, and because I have a dairy farm and I sell raw milk and stuff on my farm, it can be a discussion issue, but I haven't eaten meat for 20 years, and it wasn't at first because I knew it was bad for me, it's because I don't eat my friends,
mm-hmm.
and the cows are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get into all the other stuff, and I've become very uncomfortable eating flesh.
Yeah,
yeah. How do we get to the point where we all agree? We won't, and we don't have to. But at least if you know what's going on, that's the important thing, and that's what you're selling.
Absolutely.
Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
Yep.
Hey, Doug, there's a bacon platter going behind you right now. You want to grab some?
it's turkey bacon.
Smells
routine.
Good.
Yeah, doesn't it? Oh, that's the problem. See, it all smells so nice. Charming to meet you.
Thank you.
And give Dennis my best for you. Elizabeth Kucinich from Families here at the Families USA Health Action Committee. She works for the Physicians Committee on Responsible Medicine. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Stephen's Good Day program, the essence of reality here. I think I ought to bring Michael McMaster in on this conversation. We're at a health forum today. I am, at least, Michael. The issue of health and well-being. I was just talking to a lady who speaks about, in an articulate way, the problems of eating the wrong foods, making decisions about what to eat, how we make them. There's almost a religion to this, as you probably, you know, the people who are so passionate about it, and with good reason. And I wonder, you know, this is just another way of people understanding how to make choices. What are the choices to be made, and how are they made? And your whole life, your business is about helping people to make decisions, make choices. So, you know, when it comes to things like that, they seem sort of basic, but yet they're important because people's lives literally depend on what they eat. So I wonder how much of that you run into and how much you stumble over in terms of people being concerned about their health. A lot of the questions you get are from people asking you about their health and their future. Michael McMaster, folks.
You know, health is obviously a very important thing. It's what you need, you know, obviously, to stay alive. And a lot of people think that health comes from genetics. In some way it does, in some ways it doesn't. Like, people have come over from Asia and, say, have come to Hawaii and started to live in Hawaii, then start to develop Western diseases based upon the diets that they have here.
Well, the Chinese, they were starting to eat a lot of meat. And their diet before of mostly vegetables and rice, that sort of thing, has kept them, along with other Asians, as you're suggesting, very healthy longevity-wise. They live to be the oldest. And now their Western corruption, as they call it, is changing their all of what their life. I mean, the people who live in the cities in China don't have much of a chance because of the pollution. Right. But people live outside. So continue, excuse me.
Yeah, I know. And health is also mental as well. I mean, I'll tell you this. I've seen a doctor twice in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons I attribute that to is that I believe in being healthy all the time mentally. So I believe that that affects my health as well. So, you know, if you combine the two together, you watch what you eat and you eat foods that are nutritious and you have a right attitude mentally, that'll take you a long way, believe me.
Yeah. All right. So then how do you instill that in people? What you have a series of CDs that help people understand lots of their questions, and one of them has to do with health, does it not?
Right. Exactly. But you can make small changes each day to improve things over a period of time, and you'll feel so much better. This is something you definitely feel the results of.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do that, I mean, it benefits everything. It benefits you. It benefits your family because you're going to be around. It's probably one of the most important things that you can do is to be aware of what you're eating.
Mm. There's a conflict. How do we resolve the conflict? That is, business in our country, a lot of it is based on the kinds of foods that are improper. A lot of people have jobs, and so it seems, I find myself in an awkward conundrum in trying to promote healthy eating and also trying to promote, you know, good corporate jobs. There's a thing in here that's beginning to bother me, because I don't want to seem like I'm coming across as someone who wants to destroy these companies, but yet the companies are destructive. So, you know, how do we deal with that?
It's very simple. You eat everything in moderation. That is the answer to a lot of that, because even with meat, I know that people like to eat meat, eat it in moderation.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. As everything is about moderation, it really is. All right, so that was simple enough. Thank you. Michael McMaster, michael-mcmaster.com, or find him by going to dougstefan.com. Find his picture, click on that, get some help. You'll need, when you find out how good he is, you'll need and want more. Michael McMaster here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the Health Action Seminar put on by Families USA in Washington. And we're trying to get a lot of bits and pieces of information about varying things that are part of the health discussion that you may not either be aware of or we may not be focused on. One of the things that comes up frequently in these discussions is how do they come up with these ideas and how do they test them? In the radio business, television business, and I think in most businesses, they do focus groups, focus research, where they bring in a group of people that are supposedly a knowledgeable group of whatever it is that you're testing. They're familiar with it, and then they test even further. And so one would wonder how, in terms of government, there is research done. We always hear about the Pew Research Center, and you hear the Gallup poll, and you hear about these various other groups. Well, we have somebody represented here today who's a public opinion research person. His name is Jeff List. He is somebody that has worked, you and your firm have been working on this sort of thing for a number of years to figure out what it is that people are thinking, right? Now, how difficult is this? Because we have so many different, it would seem to me to be almost an impossible task to find consensus on stuff because we have always been a divided group. So to narrow this down, how do you niche down into a group where you can actually get some meaningful data on something as difficult to find resolve on is the healthcare issue?
Well, healthcare is a particularly interesting issue in public opinion research because you've got opinions of the Affordable Care Act, mm-hmm. which have a lot to do with stories about process and how it was passed.
Which are basically bad. I mean,
right.
In general, people don't like it.
Right. The process stories were sort of bad. But on the other hand, you've got everything that's in the Affordable Care Act.
People want.
And people want it.
Right.
Protections for people with pre-existing conditions,
right.
you know, cutting waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicare, helping people afford health insurance. I mean, that's all stuff that they want. So it turns out that you can move a lot of opinions just with very dry, very factual information as opposed to high-flown rhetoric.
Is your job as a researcher to find what public opinion is or to make public opinion?
Well, my firm works predominantly for campaigns. We work for the Obama campaign.
You work for political campaigns, but do you work for campaigns that are aimed at some sort of social change or political change.
Yes, absolutely, and that's what most of our work on healthcare is. Most of our work on healthcare is for groups that want to expand support for the Affordable Care Act.
So forgive me if I ask you how you blew it, and I don't mean you personally, but how was the read so bad on this? Obama kept pushing this thing, but obviously the public, both Democrats and, I mean, there are some people who like it. They like the idea of it, but for the most part, this was terribly sold and terribly received and still raises hackles with people after 3 years of debate.
Mm-hmm.
What's been missing in the debate?
Must
have been missing.
Well, I mean, I think what's missing on the progressive side is money. I mean, I think it's easy to say that the message was bad, but at the same time...
Money, how do you mean?
Well, the forces that were opposing reform, you know, corporate forces like the insurance company spent $500 million before this thing was passed, and they spent $100 million after it was passed convincing people it was bad.
But a lot of them now are adding or giving money to the Obama campaign. A lot of these same people that tried to keep this from being passed are now, you know, they write checks for in a kind of an indiscriminate way because they want to be on the side of the whoever the winner is, and one wonders if that isn't, I don't mean hypocritical is probably the right word, but it just it's anti-theoretical, if that's the, you know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense. We have these guys over here trying to defeat something, and then the same people are supporting the people who they were trying to defeat before. It confuses the public.
Right. Well, I think if you're looking at the insurance industry, I mean, the vast majority of their money is going to Republicans because Republicans are trying to carry their water.
But Billy Towson was the insurance lobby, and he's the guy who wrote the bill, or certainly large parts of it, right?
Well, I mean, Towson is a former Republican member of Congress, and he's a good example of the revolving door in Washington where you go straight from elected office into lobbying.
But he was one of the three influential people in crafting the final outcome of this bill. Remember a lot of the, I'm sure you were on top of this, a lot of the people in Congress were really angry because they didn't have any input. They wanted to have their say, and they were kind of shut out. So I think what I'm trying to get at is where we... You are used for advice, not consent. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. So you bring all this information, and I'm just using this. We use the healthcare thing, but there are a lot of other issues. You bring it to them, and they use it or not at their own peril. Kind of. Isn't that how it works?
Yes. I mean, we can give them advice on the best language to use and the best things to say.
You're testing phrases and words and verb. I mean, that's how new. This is
right.
This is a very specific business that you're in.
Right. We're doing two things. We're trying to figure out how many people think a given thing, and then we use things like focus groups to figure out why they think it.
Yeah. And then, in some cases, you try to shape public opinion based on what you found.
Right.
I don't mean you, but that's what happens in these debates.
Well, we're curious about what pieces of information might change public opinion, because the truth is that, you know, a lot of times when we poll, people don't have all of the information that they're going to have, you know, when they go to vote or when they go to, you know, pick sides on an issue.
This radio program that you're on now, which is a national forum, is not a political show. It's very unusual for us to have conversations on this program like this. But it's also fascinating to get to the meat of, not necessarily the political stuff, but how it is, and I mean, you can find any number of examples of people, whether it's Obama or Bush or underlings, congressmen, senators, they were faced with the facts that people like you present to them, and yet they still go off at sort of their own expense and do what they want to do. Well, the Iraq War is another great example. I mean, what a horrible... It was a horrible decision. The public wasn't for it, and yet it happened. So what good is government? I mean, this is the rhetorical question. What the hell good is government if it doesn't listen to the people that are supposedly the ones who choose those who make the decisions?
Well, I think the problem is who they're listening to. If you look at something like the debt ceiling debate, where the Republicans threatened to shut down government, they were doing it, you know, in spite of the fact that very few Americans wanted the Republican approach. And they had to cater to a subset of the Tea Party.
There you go. But you've also brought it down to subset. The issue of whether we increase the debt or have a $17 trillion budget is something that always wins when you ask the question, do we need to be spending this kind of money, or how do we fix the problem, or what is there in dealing
with
17
trillion? Which is what kind of got us into this mess with the health insurance.
Exactly. Around and around it goes. So, I mean, I think you understand the drift of where we're going.
I agree with you.
One person, if it's in their interest and they don't understand the whole issue, and you ask a very specific question, you're going to almost be able to engineer what the outcome is of your research.
Yes, that's true, but I think there's a more basic point here, and that's that we have a system that's corroded by money, and that a lot of times the voice of the people is not heard.
We all agree on that. And so then, to the bottom line, what do your research efforts find in terms of the public, if you've researched this, the public wants to do about fixing this? What's the public, I mean, in a very unsanitary way, the public is saying we are fed up with the corruption, we're fed up with the money, both sides saying that, and yet Obama goes out and raises $1 billion, the Republicans are going to raise $1 billion, that is further example of the public being shut out and the corruption just running rampant.
Right. Well, neither side wants to unilaterally disarm right now, and I think that unfortunately that means we're stuck with a bad system
election. Don't they realize that at the end it's going to cause, I mean, the fruits of, again, when you understand Arab Spring, I always go back to that because I think that it's a forerunner of what's going to happen here. I mean, I think you can see it with the protests now, especially the kids that are 18, 19, 20 through the 30s. They are getting it, and they're using the tools that are at their disposal. And I don't think people understand. You're a young guy, but your age is using these tools. I mean, everybody's using them, but more to the point, you grew up with them. I didn't. I'm having to learn this stuff. You have it as a second nature. And so the using of these tools and finding information out is bringing people around to almost being refuseniks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm frustrated in the fact that we have a lot of people that quote polls all the time, and the polls seem to be manipulative, and they don't really seem to help us solve the problems that we are faced with.
Right, and a lot of times action in Congress is taken irrespective of what the people want, you know, even when it's clear in the polls. I think that, though, this was a good week.
In fact, you're considered a waffler. Romney is sort of, for whatever the reason, I mean, maybe he's not the best example, but there are people who I've had on this program over the years, and they're rare, but they do what they do in terms of representing their constituency by finding out what the constituency wants them to do. And yet, as people's issues change and their ideas change, you're considered, if you don't, you know, do what you did 10 years ago, then you're a waffler.
Mm-hmm.
Make
well,
any sense?
I mean, I think there's a difference between what Mitt Romney's doing and somebody having views that evolve. I mean, on an issue like choice, for example, Mitt Romney told a very emotional story about why he was pro-choice because of the death of a female member of his family, and that he was going to remain solidly pro-choice. And I think that, you know, to sort of evolve from that to opposing contraception is, you know...
But it's political expediency. You know that. They all do it. They're all on both sides. I mean, you listen. And what I would, if I were a pollster today, I would want to take a poll on what people think about the news media in general. Maybe make a specific section of the news media, given what happened last night at the debate with Gingrich taking John King for a nice long ride down a short trail. You know, he just, and people, yeah, because that's what people think. The news media are a bunch of real. How do I say this? That's going to be nicer than that, Richie. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, there's no. Congress has a 9% approval rating, and the news media has like a 5. And yet, nobody seems to take him to task. So whether you like Newt Gingrich or you don't like him, he ain't my guy. But, you know, he said something a lot of people, yeah, you're right about that. And yet, people ignore that sort of stuff at their own peril, it seems to me. How many people read Time Magazine now versus how many people read it 10 years ago? Or the New York Times or the Washington Times or any of these, you know, one-sided supposedly news organs. They aren't news organs. They're opinion organs. So, anyway.
It's a scary world. It's a scary world in which there is no arbiter of truth, and I think that that's a world that honestly suits the forces of money in politics.
Right. So you're not interested in the truth. You're just interested in doing whatever, and I'm not trying to be a wise guy. The job of people who are into opinion research is not to find the truth. It's to find out what people are thinking. Maybe you stumble on the truth once in a while, but that's not your objective.
Mm-hmm. I think that our job is to help find ways of bringing people to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we're doing our job right, then that's what we're doing. We're finding out the obstacles that we face towards getting people to assimilate pieces of information and how we can overcome those obstacles.
That's interesting. I haven't thought about it that way before. Good. You've been instructive. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff Liss, who is in the research business. It's called Anzalone Research.
Anzalone List Research, yes.
Anzalone Research. So it's you're an up-and-comer, or do you want to keep it sort of below the radar screen and not become another Pew?
I don't think we'll ever be that big. We're still a very small firm, and we'll stay that way.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
It's 14 before the hour on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersand, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow crabs.
Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of green apple jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Listen to the man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Dream. Follow the money. 51 after the hour on the Good Day program. Mm-hmm.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Paul McCartney from the movie of the same name, number one at the box office during this week in 1986. Richie was just a young whippersnapper, and so was Chuck Curry, our movie man.
Great stuff there.
Yeah. What did you remember about this movie, Chucker?
All that, huh?
Yeah, good job, Chuck. Nice. Maybe a good job on Richie's part if he doesn't have it.
But yeah, Chuck seems to have left us.
Really?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah,
we just got started. He's already.
I think he got mad.
All right. Well, before we get to Chucker and his overview of the movies that are coming out this weekend.
It was Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase.
Yes.
And Donna Dixon.
Like Us. Number one at the box office this week in 1986. So we have dispensed with the movie music part of our get-together. Now let's get to the contest. This is a movie, we probably touch on this one at least once a year. Today we acknowledge the birthday of the star of this movie, and actually there were two stars, maybe three. You could argue there are three stars to this movie. So we have three different excerpts from it. As soon as you hear the first word, Richie, it'll be obvious. 800-510-8255. Here's clue number one.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help me, me.
Oh, got it.
Duh. Do we even have to do any more?
No. That's pretty
easy. I got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
800-510. If you haven't won before in a movie moment, you help yourself to this line, and you will have a wonderful time trying to get in among all the other people that will call to identify this movie and get the prize. It's yours if you're first in line and you haven't won before. And
the phone lines are really burning up, Dougie.
Right. Godness me. All right, so Richie, play one more just for fun.
Well, I'll do the gimme here.
All right, go ahead.
The last miracle I did was the 1969 Mets. Before that, I think you have to go back to the Red Sea. That was a beauty.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Okay, if you know what it is, help yourself. Meanwhile, we didn't find Chucker? Oh, for heaven's sakes. So how are we going to know what's coming to the movies? Jennifer, do a little quick research and find out what's coming out today that we can get excited about.
Red Tails, we'll talk about
it. Yeah. Right. All right, that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Hi, Jennifer. Are you going to play the role of Trucker in telling
us
what
there
is?
Yes, I am. I'll be much cuter and nicer.
Well, that's how it
is. Four new movies are actually out this weekend in wide release, Dougie. The first one has been out in limited release for a little while now. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close with Tom Hanks, Sandra Bullock, Thomas Horn. Bring Your Tissues, I heard it is a real tearjerker.
Yep,
Haywire with Michael Douglas, Ewan McGregor, and Channing Tatum is out. Red Tails, which I'm excited about. Cuba Gooding Jr., Terrence Howard in that one. And then Underworld Awakening. This is going to be for you, Rich. This is with that hottie Kate Beckinsale and Stephen Raisin at Ryan Games. She's dressed in a long black coat and really high heels, and it's kind of vampire-y.
Guns a-blazing. All right, so that takes care of what there is. We'll find out how well it does, all these movies, over the weekend come Monday. Now, Stephen in Las Cruces, what's the name of the movie we have in question here?
It's God with George Burns.
Oh, God with George Burns. You are correct, sir. You get the prize. Hold on just a second. Thank you. Long range.